Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network,
home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And today, returning to the third mic, the man himself, the host with the most Plumbing the Death Star experience. Probably not anymore, but he's back anyway. Oh my God, it's Joel Zammit.
Not once did you call me effervescent.
Yeah, that's
true. I'm that now that you're back.
I want that.
The joke's not funny anymore.
No, I want it though.
The effervescent.
Introduce me. Thank you.
Joel Zammit.
Thank
Felt
you.
Felt bad to be forced into it.
That's a joke that spans the entire Sandspans Radio Network and is an example of me solely bullying Jackson. It's good. Anyway, today we're asking important questions like, how would you hide your secret identity?
I like the extra emphasis on the S there.
It's because I almost said super identity and bailed mid-word.
So, okay, so Superman, any superhero with the secret identity.
Also, you can probably tell, but we're back in the studio. Also worth noting, we're all facing each other in the same room, which is dangerous.
It feels the energy's different.
It's chaotic.
The fact that I can get up and go at any moment, it's powerful.
That's why I had to retire the effervescent thing. I'm like, oh, if I bully him to his face, he can just leave.
That's me. Bye. but yes, any superhero has to hide their... Anyone with a secret identity.
Anyone with, I guess, loved ones.
Yeah. They decide, or some superheroes decide they'll have a secret identity. They will keep their super identity and their civilian identity separate.
Because they're like, look, if someone finds out that I've got a wife and a kid...
and that I'm an Italian.
A good friend. My aunt. My nonna.
You can't be Superman.
Are.
You're Italian.
Yes. Right. If I was Superman, Superman be like, Mamma Mia. And everyone's like,
there I am, super sitting down, having my super spaghetti and meatball, having that, and then someone be like, that's a man, he looking like a Superman,
but Superman, obviously not Italian, Clark Kent,
are a bit
the most Italian man I know.
And you're eating spaghetti and meatball, you're in this restaurant that is very Italian thing.
Very funny.
Perry White, it's like, I knew you a couple of years. The Italians knew, but...
I just love the idea of someone looking over at Clark Kent at the Daily Planet or whatever and being like, is he Superman? Then Clark Kent pulls out his lunch, which is just some spaghetti and meatballs.
No.
Of course not. So the question is...
Yes, it is.
We're in the same position as Superman, okay? We're superheroes, three of us, okay?
Obviously.
How do you keep people off the trail, I guess, is the question. How do you stop people from sniffing you out?
Well, first thing I would do is probably not get a job in the media, where I have a public-facing job. I mean, that just feels like a little bit like, I don't know, too much. I mean, I understand that, yes, you want to be around so you can be like, sniff out them crimes.
Sniff out the scoops.
Yeah.
Exactly. We see this, you know, with Peter Parker.
Yeah, he's sniffing scoops.
Actually, no, Peter Parker's more like, I'm fighting crime and I want to financially benefit it.
From it.
The only way I can do this is by taking photographs.
He's on that grind. Yeah.
Well, okay. Think anything further. Anyway.
Here's the thing to think about, okay? Who are you in your superhero identity? Because Clark Kent, he didn't let grow a mustache or anything.
Okay.
He looks pretty similar to Superman.
Stop for a second. Mm-hmm. Clark Kent chooses to grow a mustache to disguise himself from Superman.
Yeah.
So Jackson, when he is Superman, what happens to the mustache he's growing?
He shaves it off and he goes into hiding for six months.
He just gets a bit of latex, puts it over the top, and a bit of makeup, and you're done.
Superman saves you, you're looking at his top lip, and you're like, what the fuck is
something's
that?
Something's weird. Doesn't look quite right.
You reach out with your finger and move the makeup off. Oh, my God. Why are you hiding that?
He's Cesar Romero-ing it.
I'll
be the Joker, but I'm not shaving.
Yeah, but what I mean is that Superman and Clark Kent, they look like the same guy. He doesn't wear a mask, yeah.
Okay, so that's, okay. That makes more sense.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, so are we wearing a mask or not?
Yeah, is Super Joel and Super Jackson, do we wear a mask? Well, it's up to you guys.
Your name's Jackson. There's a Super Jackson.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Named after me, maybe, though.
I feel if you are trying to really hide your identity, you should wear a mask. But I feel a mask is hard to breathe through.
Yeah.
I feel like, I don't know, have we had the technology where we can actually make, like, say, masks where we can do quite a lot of physical activity without getting too puffed out?
Well, what about if the mask keeps your mouth and nose there out and everything else is hidden? Oh, and eyes.
And also, like, again,
balaclava, but with a mouth hole.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And once again, like a mask that with the eyes protected enough that we can also see out of our periphery.
Yeah.
Like a helmet is great and all those kind of things, but at the same time, it's like, I can't really, like, see out of my periphery.
Yeah. That is a great question. But another great question is, are we occupying a world like the one we currently live in, where if there was three superheroes, people would be like, holy shit, three superheroes?
Yeah.
Or is it like a Marvel or a DC thing where it's like, oh, it's another fucking three guys. There's 100 fucking guys.
Well, let's
Because I reckon if it was Marvel or DC, who cares? Because no one would care.
Mm. You think I wouldn't be like Super Joel is Joel Dusha or Joel Zaman?
There's two of them. I probably wouldn't give a shit. It'd be like, oh, another one.
I just don't think I would. Like, I think that if
you wouldn't wear a mask?
No, so it's not that. I think if you put any effort to concealing your secret identity, the general public would just not care. Like, they'd be like, whatever. Like, that guy's whatever. He's probably just a regular guy, but he's powered like the 15,000 other guys.
Mm. Yeah.
It's only like the villains you need to protect from, but they're clever. So.
You think they'd figure it out anyway?
Yeah.
How are they figuring it out?
Well, my name's Super Joel. And that's where the trouble begins.
Yeah. Super Joel, he kind of like only patrols around these particular areas.
Drive the same car.
So presumably it'd be this kind of area. How many people are named Joel really in this city? Oh, two of them.
Okay.
And there's the bonus Super Joel, you say. Interesting.
I find the idea of you driving your own car so funny. Pulling out of your garage.
He's on patrol. He's got to like stop some crime. Your cape caught in your car door.
Can't he fly? I like the air conditioning of my car.
Flying?
Yeah.
Not as comfortable sitting down.
I've got to use effort to fly. I assume.
Listen to the radio while I drive.
If I'm doing that, if I'm flying, I've got to have like some AirPods. Mm. And if I drop one, that's gone.
That's annoying.
Plus, I've got to be listening for, crime.
I'd be fucking pissed off if you saved my life and I saw you had AirPods in.
Why?
Pay attention to me.
Why?
I saved your life. I clearly don't need to.
You're listening to something. You're distracted. I don't like it.
Well, did I not save your life?
When are you upset?
Put me down.
All right.
Don't kill me.
like on the
Sorry,
ground.
I didn't hear you say that last
Why
part.
Why did you drop that civilian Super Joel? He was talking shit. Woo! Then you just get in your car and drive off.
He said, put me down. So I figured, like a common dog, I would put him there.
Just drop him? He's a pile of bones and mush.
Yeah, whatever.
Are you Joel Dusha?
No, I'm Super Joel.
Peel it out.
The other one.
Well, you see, what I think I would do is just badmouth Super Jackson. Just talk about what a piece of shit he was. So that people were like, he couldn't be that guy. He hates that
guy. That's the Peter Parker defense almost.
I don't think Peter Parker hates
Well, no, but you're giving your photos to a man who clearly hates Spider-Man. You're facilitating that problem.
Yeah, that's okay. Super Jackson could be loathed by New York. He probably would.
Well, this is what I was saying. But no, I'm saying you're just basically using the same kind of premise there to be like, oh, it's the same thing of being like, I want to write some graffiti.
Yeah.
I know what I'll do. This is like fucking like high school or grade school level thinking of being like, if I write on this wall Jackson rules, they're going to think that I, Jackson, did it.
Yeah.
But if I write that Jackson is shit, then no one will suspect me.
Jackson is a turd in a sack is Jackson's go-to graffiti.
That's Super Jackson's go-to graffiti.
Clearly this is Jackson trying to...
He wears that mask because his brain is actually a human dog shit. Human dog shit?
A human shatter dog shit? And that's Jackson's brain. What?
That seems so bad.
A human guts contorted into a dog's guts. Okay.
Yeah.
Or is the human's diet solely dog shit?
Either way, he'll be shitting a human shit.
If you eat only dog
shit,
yeah,
it's just a human shit comprised of dog shit. Mm. Yeah. Well, maybe what if Super Jackson is also doing the same back to me?
What do you mean? Oh, what's wrong with that? You don't like thinking about eating a diet solely of dog shit? Dogs eat dog shit all the time. Dogs love dog shit.
Nah, dogs love cat shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
By your logic, they're shitting a cat shit.
Well, they are.
Yeah, they are.
Well.
Well, look, if you start a rival between, say, Super Jackson
when
and Jackson.
When a dog eats its own shit and spews, you're not like, oh, I'm just going to clean up my dog's spew, because you'd be like, I'm cleaning up dog's my dog vomited shit.
If my dog vomits shit on the carpet, I'm not like, oh, my dog just shat on the carpet.
Yeah.
I got to clean up shit,
my
though.
My dog vomited on the carpet.
My dog just vomited.
I'm
going to be like, I wish I hadn't woken up today.
I'm also going to be like, why is this person asking me so much detail about my dog's vomit? Hey, I got to clean my dog vomit. Oh, what did it vomit up? Weirdly enough, it actually vomited up its own shit. It's what do you mean?
So
it
you
vomit?
Could say it shat out of its mouth.
Look,
I
well, it
say
ate
that.
Some dog shit. And so then it, well, clearly vomited it up and like, it didn't want to vomit up.
Nobody's thinking
I didn't want it to do it, so I had to get my hands down there. So it vomited its own shit over my hand as well. It's
See, nobody's
it's
thinking
crack.
About Super Jackson now.
Yeah, it's
He's
good.
Gone. It's out of their brain.
No one's listening at all.
Everyone's been like, this episode, I don't need it.
This is one of those ones.
Yeah,
take another month off. Fucking hell.
Welcome back to the podcast. Think about eating nothing but dog shit and now shitting that dog shit. Dog shit or human shit?
Yeah.
Tricky. I just feel if you start up a rivalry between, say, Jackson and Super Jackson.
Yeah.
Bring it back. Super Jackson and Jackson, and you start a rival, you're just bringing attention to it.
Yeah, especially because if you've got no reason to hate Super Jackson, it's going to become very apparent that you're trying to just throw people off the scent.
What about this? Can I hire one of you guys to dress up like Super Jackson? To put on the tight Super Jackson wears? He only wears tights.
I mean, but if we're also Super Joel and Super Joel.
Well, you're looking like Super Jackson at the time. And then you come beat me, Jackson, secretly
to
Super Jackson. Nobody's any the wiser. Uh-huh. And I'm in the ground.
You don't need to worry. Not your problem anymore.
Well, that's an idea. You could always just, one of you could fake your own death. I assume Jackson, not Super Jackson.
No one knows I'm Super Jackson because Super Jackson faked his own death.
He's long dead.
Because I guess, you know, you want to be a superhero. So I guess you could fake your own death.
Yeah, well, there you go. Yeah,
that's one way to hide your identity.
It's funny to get confused. Super Jackson fakes his own death. Then Super Jackson 2 comes back and is like, I'm the descendant of Super Jackson and you've been alive the whole time. Everyone's like, well, they're both just you.
What?
The first one hated me, but Super Jackson 2 loves me.
We're lovers now.
Sweet smooshes on the lips.
You're doing the thing where, like, you go into alleys and you pretend you're hugging yourself.
We're kissing. I look over my shoulder.
You're trying to take a picture and you're doing that with super speed, so you just time it right,
just
so it just
blurred
looks like
between
it.
See, we're boyfriends, okay? Jackson, can Super Jackson come to the door? Yeah, just give me 5 seconds. Sorry, my boyfriend was in the other room. You know,
it's hello, it is me, Super Jackson. Oh, it's me, Jackson, that too.
Can I see you both at the same time?
No.
Let me just check on the fridge for some reason. I think everyone wants a beer.
Yeah.
I just go to the kitchen. Don't follow me.
Stay in the corridor.
Yeah. I hear my boyfriend coming out of the bedroom. So you just wait there.
Hey, man. Which one am I now? Can you please go? I'm dying.
Flawless.
Yeah. Or I fake Super Jackson's death. And then at his funeral, I'm like, we'll never know who he was.
That was already your plan.
No, but I'm faking the superhero side's death.
That was your plan.
Then I get to live a normal life.
Did you forget what happened in this conversation?
I thought I faked my human death.
No, you faked Super Jackson's death and then you bring back Super Jackson 2.
Oh, that's right. Well, then I bring back Jackson 2 after I faked my own death.
There's going to be more questions for that because you're a civilian. Civilians like don't come back from the dead. Superheroes do all the time.
Hey, I'm Jackson 2 and this is my boyfriend, Super Jackson.
I hated Jackson, but I love Jackson.
And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Holy shit, we have such good shirts available at the moment. Seriously, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, we've got a bunch of new amazing shirts available for you to grab and wear on your filthy bodies. I personally currently own a long-sleeved black Plumbing the Death Star tee with the Sans Pants logo on the breast and a huge Plumbing the Death Star logo on the back. I wear it all the time. And I also have one with the logo of the Grey Hill Free Company on it from the latest season of D&D is for Nerds because it looks sick as hell. It's probably one of the best designs I reckon we've had in ages. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself an awesome t-shirt. We also do limited monthly runs based on specific designs like references or in-jokes. They're so good. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop. So those are some of my options.
So you're concealing your identity by faking your own death.
Yeah, faking just seeing whose death I gotta fake to make it stick. Okay.
See, I would go either, first of all, outfit wise.
Sure. Yeah.
You that really need to conceal like a lot of your face, mm-hmm. I feel. But also like, again, kind of like body as well.
Yeah.
So am I ripped like a Clark Kent / Superman?
I would assume so. I assume we're all jacked. Yeah.
Okay. So for my civilian life, I'd have to wear like a bodysuit underneath my
suit
to give myself a bit more of a belly.
Mike Myers fat bastard approach.
Yeah.
Just basically being like, well, I need to make sure that no one can even suspect that ripped man over there is also this dumpy, sloppy rig before you.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to make sure that I'm a dumpy, sloppy boy. And maybe like, I don't know, really compound that by just slamming like cheeseburgers 24/7 in my
You got to worry. I mean, like, are we assuming that won't affect Super You? As suddenly Super Joel starts to look more
slammed some cheese
like regular Joel.
I'm a little hungry. Again, this is the same thing where you're just going to end up being like, well, you just turn the super guy into the same guy as the normal guy. This is Jackson's mustache idea again.
Well, no, it's
what if one of me was just smashing cheeseburgers and got real schlubby, and then when I was super...
That's funny as well, because as you, Zamet, physically did get bigger from all the cheeseburgers, but you still had the fat suit on. We're like, he is huge.
Well, no, because that's not how a fat suit works.
Well, would it be over his weight already?
Yeah, but like I think a fat suit, because there's like padding and stuff, if you started putting on weight in a fat suit, that probably wouldn't really change the fat suit.
The padding would go further out.
So yeah, but I feel like it would just be because the fat suit's like pretty...
I'd look a bit fatter, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Your
head would look fatter.
It'd be a
you'd have a fat head.
Yeah.
Next layer of thickness.
I'm just trying to think, like, yeah, how much...
First time someone's cheeseburgers went straight to their head.
Yeah, because how much, like, what is Superman's diet? Can he consume a lot? Should he be consuming a lot?
I don't know.
Like shooting laser beams will consume a lot of calories.
I mean, he gets his power from the sun.
Oh,
so
he just eats sun.
Okay, so I've got to maybe either pantomime eating food.
Yeah.
So
it's good to imagine.
Kind of like the, like, you know, an actor's technique where I'm eating and no one's looking, I'll just spit it out.
Cookie Monster.
Hey, Joel, that's actually a terrible eating habit at this restaurant.
That's actually rude. Also, like, I like that we've moved on from disguising your identity at all. I don't know what's happening anymore. Okay,
baby, then I won't just slam cheeseburgers. I mean, you can. I'll just be like a regular, like, little dumpy boy that I am now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm a jacked Superman or Super Joel.
Well,
and
one
I wear a chunk suit. Maybe not even a fat suit. Maybe just like a slightly chunk
suit. Yeah, we just need to get rid of the abs.
A good idea. Yeah. And this is something that in a bunch of superhero stuff it comes up, so I reckon you could probably take it as your own thing of like that a lot of people that have like super metabolisms don't get drunk.
Yes.
You could pretend to be a full-on alcoholic. Just like smashing beers nonstop.
Because
then that isn't actually going to fuck with your physique that much, because it's not really because you're
so empty calories.
Yeah.
So you're imagining then when I see Super Joel, I'm like, well, that couldn't be my friend, Joel Zammert, because Super Joel's not drunk right now.
But then also, no. I mean, the drinking nonstop beers or whatever and wearing a fat suit.
That's true.
You'd be like, oh, I can see how he ended up like that.
Mm.
But then when you're Super Joel, they'd be like, well, it's not the same guy.
Mm. That's a lot of effort to go through. You're kind of racking your own life.
There's two things.
Well, not really. Because it depends.
Because he's not actually drunk.
Because it depends how much am I being like influenced by alcohol and how much am I getting influenced by, you know, like poor food choices, if no matter what I'm doing, I'm just going to have like rippling abs.
Yeah. Well, I just think it's sad to be like, oh, my friend Joel Zammert is an out of shape alcoholic. Zammert's like, at least no one knows I'm Super Joel.
But that's often what happens.
Yeah. It's the sacrifices you got to make for the greater good.
Peter Parker, everyone thinks he's an unreliable shithead piece of shit dirtbag.
People like Clark Kent.
They shouldn't. But he also has super speed, so it's easy for him to do that.
I assume we got super speed.
Okay. Well, again.
We have Superman's powers?
Yeah, let's say.
Okay.
So I would maybe not go to that level,
yeah.
But basically just be like, you know, as I kind of am now, somewhat, you know, not living quite a sedentary kind of lifestyle as I am.
Yeah.
And, you know, not being like, oh, you go for a run? Not at all. Yeah. And then I like, you know.
Are you changing your face?
I feel like I'd have to shave.
Uh-huh.
So I'd have to be like a clean shaven boy. Because again, if I'm wearing a mask, beard up against a mask, no good.
Well, I'm just wondering.
Start a fire on your face.
Yeah, if I'm going to look at Super Joel and be like, that's like an in shape Joel Zammert. How obviously.
Well, but if there's a mask, I wouldn't
be thinking.
Also, I'd probably grow my hair real long.
Okay.
And then when, say, I'm Super Joel, I can kind of, like, either, like, tie it up or kind of have it in, like, a bouffant sort of style.
Okay.
So that it looks not as long as it is.
Yeah.
Basically, if I can convert myself as a civilian to a bit more like a rat boy.
Yeah.
Also, like, in terms of job, I figure, like, probably try and get, like, a job that is, like, either sort of, like, unskilled labor or doesn't require, like, too much, you know, like, attention on me.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely not get one in the media. Like, I'm not going to become a journalist.
Because
has like, you know, oh, this article written by this particular journalist. There's like a way of, you know, like tracing it back to that person.
Yeah. Mm.
Plus, in this day and age, if you are a journalist, you need to have like social media kind of stuff. So, no, thank you.
Yeah,
but I also need like a job that I think you can be around the community, around like where you are patrolling, that's not going to be seen
train
as
driver.
Garbage man.
I was thinking garbage man.
Yeah.
That was going to be my go-to.
That's clever.
So I was thinking, because then you're up early.
Yeah.
With my super speed and my like X-ray vision and all of that, I can kind of do that pretty easy. Plus strength, easily just to
I don't know if
those,
super speed. Yeah, because unfortunately, I don't think super speed affects the speed of which the car travels.
Well, no, but
quick on the accelerator,
quick on all the grabbing all the garbage.
Again,
are you going to smell like garbage?
Oh, heaps.
Yeah, I mean, you can shower.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose. Yeah. Well, I just didn't know how quickly, because the way Zammert was describing it was like he's a garbage man, so that if he sees a crime.
Well, I'm patrolling the area because, again, like I'm.
Do you have a quick shower before you save the people from the burning building?
I'm assuming.
Well, it doesn't matter. I don't think. I reckon if someone was. Well, I mean, also like a garbage man. What do you think they do with the garbage?
Well, I know they throw it in the truck.
Yeah.
It's still going to be a bit stinky, right?
Well, I'll wear some, I don't know, I'll have
probably not.
A
I mean,
of,
yeah, if they wash their hands, they should be right.
All right, well, that's
now,
fair.
Look, there will be like a scent.
Yeah, you're just working with trash, that's all I'm thinking.
Like, the garbage truck is probably not like completely
sealed. Yeah, it probably doesn't smell delicious.
So yeah, you are going to have a bit of a scent, but don't worry, I guess I could have some like, you know, wet ones in the car or something. Yeah. I don't know.
Spray deodorant.
Some spray deodorant. Yeah. Also, I'm running into a burning building. Chances are I'm going to be smelling like fire.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
It'll burn off the garbage smell in no time.
Mostly just like, oh, you know, hey, you smell like smoke. In fact,
everything smells like smoke because I think I have smoke inhalation and I might be dying. Can you please help me, Super Joe? I don't know even why I bought this.
I don't know why I'm saying what you smell like. Seems irrelevant to my safety.
With X-ray vision, I can check on people's trash, do a bit of snooping.
Oh yeah.
There's guns and bullets in this trash.
See if anyone's dead bodies or some shit, or just spy on my neighbors.
I reckon Guns and Bullets Man lives here. He's our villain.
And also, it's actually probably really good if you are kind of just X-ray visioning people. You can end up really just snooping on your community. Not great in terms of privacy, but it's trash, and that becomes public property.
It's cool that there's heaps of used Johnnies in here. They're my neighbors are fucking heaps. That's sick. I'm
Shouldn't
glad.
Should you be safe in the city?
No.
No. I'm just raiding every house on how much they're fucking. Not a single condom in this bin.
I'm going in. Someone give me my balaclava.
How quick does my beard grow?
The same length as a regular humans, I would imagine.
Your call, I guess.
Yeah.
Super quick. I don't know. What do you want me to say?
I don't know. I'm just wondering. Does it because, I keep it a little bit stubbly if I'm, as a garbage man going around. Uh-huh. But then, as a super gel, I'd shave it.
Yeah, that's clever.
Again, there's stuff you can kind of do.
I think just sort that out. And it's just because the thing that you're kind of combating with the shaving thing is not your identity, but your own personal comfort.
Yeah.
Because again, and this is something that hasn't come up for a while, Joel Dusha, that's me.
Yes.
Joel Zaman.
Yeah.
The idea of discomfort. Death is significantly
better. I understand, yes. I will, personally, me, yes. Death or discomfort every single time.
Yeah.
But I'm a superhero. And these are the kind of sacrifices you have to make. You have to make these
sacrificed your whole damn life.
That's what I totally understand. I'm saying you can just leave the stubble because you're wearing a mask.
Yeah.
So just take the mask off and there's still,
don't
worry about shaving.
And
you also probably need to grow your hair long because...
Oh, yeah, good point. But I was just thinking because, if I have my hair a bit long and a bit, greasy, as it were, don't shower as often in terms of, wash my hair as often.
Yeah.
Because people see, me in the streets, they're going to be like, oh, well, they're not going to notice because he's got greasy hair.
Yeah.
No superhero's got greasy hair.
And then are you going to have, I guess you get a mask.
And then if I've got a mask, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
So again, it's kind of just making my civilian life unassuming.
You're kind of taking the Clark Kent, hunched over, bad posture thing to the...
But good. In a smart way, because you've added a mask.
The mask can probably do you good. But, you're taking those steps, so good on you. God bless.
Again, because no one's really going to be like... And plus, also... If I'm working the early shifts
that's what garbage people work.
Am I really partaking much in terms of civilian life?
No, in many ways, a lot of it seems unnecessary.
Yeah. To me. Because I'll be tired.
Yeah. I mean, you could just, you don't need to be, you could have a shower every once in a while and you'd probably be all right.
I'm just people
probably be a postie, that have to be a garbage person.
Be a postie. Actually, a postie probably makes more sense.
It just seems nicer.
Plus, I get a car.
Yeah.
Or a motorbike.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's a common thing, but in Australia, posties ride motorbikes.
Yeah, it's sick as hell.
Also, we call it our post office?
Post people. Yeah.
Post offices. What am I even saying?
I don't know, dude.
Yeah, we give them motorbikes. That's cool.
I just think a nice, cushy government job.
Yeah.
Working a municipal job, working for a local government seems like a pretty decent way to do it.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Making your civilian life a bit boring, unassuming. No one's really going to question it. What do you do for a living? Oh, garbage man. I pick up trash.
Yeah.
And that's what I do.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Early shifts. Yeah.
What about when you need to go out and fight crime? Do you just leave the garbage truck there?
Well, I mean, what crime is happening at 4 in the morning?
No crime famously happens at 4 a.m.
I'll move that.
Fair enough.
What crime's a 9 to 5 grind.
What crime is happening at 6 a.m.?
Murders.
Probably
robberies.
A lot of places.
Well, if I'm speeding.
Yeah, I guess.
He's just a bit sick today. Call in sick.
I mean, you might as well, just with this whole way of doing it, you might as well just become a hermit because you're stepping out of regular civilized life.
Live
anyway.
Under a fucking bridge.
Whatever, dude. Just live under a bridge and wallow in your own
filth. No one can know who you are if they don't know you.
That's true.
Exactly.
I mean, this is just basically, hey, fake your own death.
Yeah.
What if I just become a recluse?
Boo Radley.
Don't make because a hermit, because again, look, you're right. I am very much death before discomfort. I'm very comfortable.
Just move to the beach, live by yourself on a hill or something.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to a beachside town.
Yeah.
Either find a holiday house that no one's living in.
Yeah.
set up shop there. Just this for whatever. I got super hearing. I'll know when they're coming.
You don't need to eat. Like, just need to sunbathe every now and then.
And I'll just like jump from, you know, one beach house to the other, kind of living life on a sweet beach.
Sounds good.
I'm not really fighting crime anymore.
You've relaxed. That's okay. You're relaxing.
You deserve a holiday. Well,
The goal of this was not to solve fight crime, but to conceal your secret identity. Exactly, you've done it.
Because again, you never said superhero. I could just be that. Who's that piece of shit who keeps living in our beach houses?
Yeah,
who's that guy squatting?
And that whole beachside community could be like, who's this fucker?
Yeah. Off the grid. Off the grid.
Yeah, that's clever.
If I wanted to, like, just to kind of like get away from everybody, fly up real high above the clouds and lie down and suck up them sun.
That's clever.
And then become superpowered, I believe, like moving further.
Then go back down into the house. Cook some eggs.
But quick.
And then what am I doing with my life?
No, that's good. See,
maybe just go for a swim.
Go to the zoo.
So far we've got Jackson. Whatever you tried. Yeah. Well done. Joel Zammert being like, make sure the Clark Kent approach, but more extreme. You guys, you're approaching this all wrong. Mm. The best way to hide your secret identity is as a superhero, be a total freak. Because then if you're just a regular guy, no one's like, that's the same guy, because the superhero is a total freak. I'm talking like my superhero costume just being like me dipped in blue paint. And you know how like...
How is he always wet?
But he looks like my good friend Joel Dusha, just blue.
Yeah, but
I'm the Joel man! Do we need to call someone?
But...
His dick's out and it's blue like Dr. Manhattan.
No, I'll wear like a clothes, but or maybe like a bodysuit.
So a clothes? All right, what kind of a clothes?
Okay, so let's just say I'm wearing like a...
Okay, what's your superhero outfit?
Let's imagine a blue morph suit, but I'm also dipped in blue paint.
Is he drinking the paint as well as dipping himself in it?
He just wore the blue morph suit. You know, my morph suit's actually pretty good for a superhero.
No, but he dipped in paint, he leaves footprints.
Is true.
But... Like, because if I'm saving crime, it doesn't, like, I'm going to be hated, so who cares? But you know how, like, and I don't think you haven't seen it, Jackson, but it happens in the comic, too, I'm pretty sure. But in Invincible, I don't know if I need to say spoilers for Invincible, but I'm going to, leave me alone. Spoilers for Invincible. Yeah. When Omni-Man has come out to be, like, a piece of shit, he gives up on humanity, he's just, like, floating everywhere. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine if me as a superhero is just traveling upside down, but just in the air, but, like...
Upside down?
Yes! Maximum freak mode! Upside down and maybe arms just, like, akimbo.
Like, legs dangling down, like they're still affected by gravity.
But I'm upside down.
Ass in the air.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah!
But the blue paint that you've dipped yourself in is now going into your nose and mouth.
Yeah, you're inhaling
waterboarding yourself with blue paint.
Wow, there goes our city's blue defender, Joel Man.
But have you ever seen like something like, sometimes it happens like this is a bad thing because I'm a superhero, presumably good, but you know in movies like someone's possessed or like they're fucked up and they're flying, but they fly like wrong?
Yeah. That's you.
But I'm upside down, so it's just like, again, everyone's like, that can't be the same guy because that is a fucked up freak.
Okay.
He's full freak superhero.
You've gone full freak superhero.
Good on you.
And it's a regular guy.
And then what's your regular guy approach?
Just me, like exactly the same.
Okay, so you're still working in kind of media.
Yeah, who cares?
All right.
Yeah, talk me through the quick change. What's necessary?
Paint?
No, but you back.
Yeah.
So you're in the middle of a episode of Plumbing the Death Star. Your crime bracelet goes off. There's a crime happening. You're like, give me 5 seconds.
I got to take a shit.
You go to the Joel Cave, okay, which is just a big dump of blue paint. Dip yourself in it, float to the crime scene, stop the robbery.
Yep.
Terrifying, can I just say?
Fly straight into the sea, pop back out, land as a regular guy.
The sea, of course, has many paint.
How do you think paint works?
Maybe you
sit back down wet and still very obviously blue. Sorry about that. Big shit. I've been trying not to bring this up, but I know you're Joel.
You're the blue defender.
I can't be. He's a full-on freak and I'm a regular guy.
He's you upside down.
I honestly think upside down travel will be enough to throw people.
I think, but I like your idea, yeah. But I think it's about changing your silhouette. So upside down's clever, mm-hmm. but what about if I can somehow make myself in a big wheel? Okay?
Yeah, that's good too.
So it's like a big wheel uh-huh. that I get in like you know, yeah. flat inside, and I just mm. roll around the city. People don't even think I'm a guy. They just think I'm a big wheel that hates crime.
Yeah, well, that was pretty much my approach. It's like, yeah. oh, this is an evil specter, I guess.
That's the devil comes
to New York.
Yeah.
Well, with the devil that's come to New York, well, what you could easily do to, once again, like, take us all, like, off track of, like, that can't be JD.
Yeah.
Is, I would assume, like, try to talk kind of almost like you are a man from out of space. Because we could okay. be like, oh, right, they're just an alien.
Well, I would imagine just screaming or whatever.
He's just an alien. He just screams. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So if that's like, how do we know? Is he helping? We don't know. How do we know your intentions?
Because I stop crime. You just see me do it.
He stops crime, shoots laser beams out of his eyes, cold okay. breath, and screams.
Actually, you know what? I think this is like, okay, disregard the blue paint. Because yeah. I think the blue paint, as much as you love it, I just don't think.
I just like because it would make me look fucked.
It would make you drippy.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, that was the part I liked.
Yeah, yeah.
But I think if you could just dunk yourself into, say, like water beforehand, and maybe over your blue morph suit, have like a really long wig.
Oh, yeah.
Like kind of like, is it Samara from The Ring?
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, like that. Yeah. And then, like, well, you're super powered, right?
Yeah.
You just staple it to your skull. So just clunk, clunk, clunk with a staple gun. You're fine. That's not going to
hurt whatever. You. It might be like
red blood mixing with the blue paint and dripping down onto the pavement as you move through the. Should we help him?
It's not going into his head because he's invulnerable. So
it would have worked. Going into the morph suit.
Okay. Fair.
So clunk, clunk, clunk into the morph suit. You're fine.
I don't even need to dip myself into blue paint. I just wear like a full-on blue morph suit.
Yeah.
Blue morph suit with a wig that you've just like
stapled on.
Stapled to your own.
I'm upside down. Yeah. So upside down. Hair everywhere.
It's hanging on by the staples. We can clearly see it stapled in if we look too close.
That's even crazier. No one. I think you're a fucking ghoul. And I'm like, it's a ghoul in a wig. What? Fuck does that mean?
Well, you're not thinking that's Joel Douche, are you? You got 150,000 questions before you get to.
How's this?
I wonder who that secret identity is.
How's this? All right, can you get like almost like a prosthetic that you can wear over your feet so it looks like hands?
Oh, that's good.
So you can wear even just gloves or something like that.
I know.
Okay, so what you want to do is like rubber dish gloves that you wear like to wash up, put them over your feet so when you're upside down, it looks like you've got some floppy hands.
Maybe it's a superpowered chimpanzee.
And then if you can kind of maybe draw like just some like eyes on your thumb.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. So that it looks like he's the right
full
way
alien.
Up.
Yeah. Everyone like, what is this freak?
Yeah.
And then when he starts screaming from, I guess, from our perspective, his genitals.
Using your superpowers, you contort your penis into a little mouth.
Well, no, because it's upside down. And he's
screaming. That's what I mean, but his penis would be at head height.
So use your super ventriloquist-y skills to...
No, but then I'm like, that's obviously a balls and dick, so...
He had me going for a bit, but I know this is just a guy pretending to be a freak, because that's a normal balls and dick.
Again, because if you're wearing a morph suit...
Balls and dick aren't out,
You just stuff everything there so it looks like a shape of like a big head or something.
Yeah.
You could, like, fuck with this. You could be a big freak, and everyone's like, I don't know what that is.
And also, maybe every now and then I just change my form entirely, come in sideways. Make different shapes.
I think if you're just screaming, to be perfectly honest, I think, like, that's the element.
Yeah.
If I hear, say, Superman talk, and then I hear Clark Kent talk, But if I hear a man screaming...
If you hear, hey, welcome to this week's episode of Pop Me the Death Star,
I'm like, I know that fucking guy.
Yeah. I would really love to see, you know, that classic Superman, somebody's on the ledge of a building about to jump and Superman talks him down. I'd love to see Super Joel just floating up there. Okay, I'll stop.
You might need a voice modulator though for your scream.
I don't know if I could tell Dusha's screams from the Blue Defender screams.
I think after a while, Like, I think if you...
I think the biggest giveaway would be when I come back to the studio. I'm like, hey, God. Sorry. Hey, everyone.
How did you lose your voice while shitting?
Straining.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you couldn't hear me. That's good, because I was screaming and shitting big time. Big shits, bigger screams.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Stop going on about it.
Guys, sorry. Just let me quickly clarify how big this shit I took was.
Yeah.
You will not, not believe
it. It was almost like... I ate a big bowl of dog shit.
Yeah. It was like when you look... Like, it was such a big shit that it looked like that my diet was simply consisted of other shits. And then it'd come, I'd shit a culmination of a big shit.
Yeah, and then I've checked. I'm not even...
I don't want to listen to this.
Minute thoughts of whether or not you are Super Jolt gone out of my head.
We should stop talking about the shit he ate.
I really don't like this.
That sucks. I don't want to be friends with him anymore. Yeah.
Another day where I got away with it.
Yeah.
Just make your superhero freak and no one will figure it out.
Yeah, I think really like the best option, probably a combination of all this, where you make your superhero identity a freak, you make your civilian entity very much just like nonchalant, no one worries about it, don't look at me, etc. And I don't know what I can get from you, Jack.
Fake your own death.
Don't make
a fake relationship with yourself, I think is the best.
This is my boyfriend that blew the thunder. How's that work? What are you saying?
Once again, I think the combination of the two Joel's ideas, probably you got something good there.
Yeah, because like,
ignore you, but
That's another thing that superheroes do is they're like Spider-Man, for instance, he's like cool, suave, and then MJ falls in love with Spider-Man and not Peter Parker.
Yeah, yeah.
No one's fallen in love with the freak, and no one's fallen in love with the civilian. We will die loveless. And that's probably the best way to prevent any kind of like villains attacking our loved ones.
Alternatively, as a superhero, just as a civilian, be the worst guy. And then be like, my name is Joel Dusher. I'm the worst guy in regular life, so do your worst. Loved ones, hunt them down. Good luck.
Yeah, no secret identity, but still two identities. Yeah, I'm Joel and Super Joel.
Yeah, encourage it. Go on.
Kill my grandma. Good. See if I care.
I'll hate her.
She hates me more. If anything, death will probably calm her down.
Yeah. It'd be nice. Yeah. Dig her up and then fight her again. That'd be good.
And when the Green Goblin turns a pumpkin bomb at her and blows her up, you're like, yes.
Thanks, dude. We should team up.
Yeah, exactly. He throws a pumpkin bomb at you. You look at that. It's going to miss my grandma. You grab it, put it in her hands.
Green Step Goblin's like, I don't know what I'm being
You're
part
a murderer,
of
Green Goblin. I'm going to put you in the dirt.
You did that.
I'm going to kill you, Green Goblin. I'm going to break your neck.
I might go.
No. Come here. Come here. I'm going to break your neck.
What do you do with your feet?
I'm the Blue Defender, and I will break crime's neck.
He's speaking now. I don't know if I like this guy.
I don't know if I like living in this city anymore.
That's what the voice modulator says.
Oh, so you're like, and then hi, like, I am the Blue Defender.
Is that underneath the screams?
Or is it, I will break your neck.
I would maybe think that, this is a chimpanzee.
Yeah. That's my thought. Our city's defended by a chimpanzee. A magic one, but a chimpanzee.
A magic one that loves breaking necks. And killing grandma.
Yeah. It seems like a lot of what we did was really sacrificing any like level of civilian life we could have.
Yeah.
We threw that out the window. But that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Our old jobs no longer exist. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I guess how would you protect your secret identity? We just don't have one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah.
Yeah. Abandon. Yeah. Forget all that was before whenever you got your powers.
Yeah.
Either just don't become a superhero. It seems like a hassle.
Yeah.
Or use your powers to have a leisurely life at the beach.
Yeah. Alternatively, just be good at being a superhero and protect your loved ones.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
How about that, Spider-Man? Don't worry about crime. Just make sure Aunt May doesn't get shot.
Spider-Man, be better. Think about that?
Just be better at your job. Yeah.
Be good. Get good.
Like, you got two people you care about, basically, MJ and Aunt May. Yeah. And you reckon you can save all of New York City, but you can't save an old woman and your wife.
No. No. Come on.
You know what's easy? Hey, Peter Parker, look, I know you are friends with Tony Stark, but you've been known to like even build your own suits that are like basically mechs. Mm. Just jam Aunt May and Mary Jane in two separate mechs. Done.
Or just
go to the shop. Buy Aunt May a knife and a gun.
Except Aunt May is gonna go soon.
Exactly. Okay? That's also
she's
true.
Old. Yeah.
You know,
that'll do you.
Exactly. Or find Aunt May a boyfriend that can protect her, like Doc Ock. But instead, Peter Parker, you got your little panties in a bunch and was like, "Oh no, my villain's marrying my aunt.
I gotta change my fucking identity. I'm a big loser."
I mean, yes, he was trying to like scam her out of life insurance or whatever. But still, it's not the point. He would have met a great lover.
Are you saying Doc Ock's plan was to scam Aunt May out of life insurance?
Yeah.
That's such a low-level crime.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah, that's just like a thing regular criminals don't need octopus arms for it.
No. Yeah. If anything, the octopus arms probably make that harder.
Yeah.
You'd confuse everyone and be like, why is that man having
I know I'm confused.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Doc Ock. Email in. Nobody... Let us know. What were you thinking?
Well, nobody knows who we are, so I think we did a good job.
Yeah, we nailed it.
Yeah.
Another job well done. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
Superheroes, email in. Let us know if you need a hand. We've got it. It's easy.
We'll look after you. We will set up a wonderful consulting agency just for you guys. Yeah. We'll keep your secret identity secret, but we'll tell you what to do and how to best achieve your goal of keeping that identity secret. And supervillains, if you are also listening, if you just want to email us in, give it a couple months, and we will happily email you that list.
Yeah, it's easy. Mm. Yeah. Cash only.
I love Ghouls and Ghosts. I unironically believe in Sasquatch. I spend too much time reading about unsolved crime, and I've got no podcast where I can discuss any of this. Oh wait, shit, yes I do! If you head to sanspantsradio.com/plus, for as little as 5 buckaroonies a month, you gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America, the show where I try to explain an unsolved mystery, or a monster sighting, or a ghost story, or whatever, to the rest of Sanspants Radio who do not care or listen. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/plus to gain access to Jackson Bailey's Spooks America today.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like wary of police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.